Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. What a great guest, Jim Hendricks from Saltwater Sportsman Magazine, CCA California, Sport Fishing Magazine, Boating Magazine, and just all-around fisherman guy and super supporter of the CCA California drive for better access to our fishing, for sure. And, wow, busy first hour, the second hour. A lot of phone calls, a lot of texts that we need to get to. But what a couple of great prizes, too.
Yeah, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, what killer prize we're giving away. One lucky caller is going to win a pair of tickets, which we just talked about, to the CCA California Apps and Taps. Again, it's at Portuguese Hall in Point Loma on June 17th. And you're going to get a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. That's just that's to one of our lucky callers at the end of the show today. Also, for the texters, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to get to go participate on the Apps and Taps. Again, it's June 17th. Talked about all the good fun you're going to have there. So a couple of great prizes. Caller side, you're going to get the tickets and going on the San Diego. Texter side, going to get those great tickets to Apps and Taps. It's been a very fun morning. If you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090. It's all packed up right now, but there's going to be lots of opportunity in the second hour to get you through. Again, 213-432-1090. If you are sending us an app, if you are sending us a text, make sure you include your contact information. Again, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you include your phone number so we can call you back if you're the winner of that great prize to get to go check out the Apps and Taps at Portuguese Hall.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
It's time, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and their poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them up at 619-255-3128. And we're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
man,
Mark.
Jim. Pete, I don't know if you know, you're sitting right next to a living legend there. We've been fishing together for 40 years, I'm thinking, something like that.
I think longer than that, Mark.
Yeah. First time was on my little center console straight shaft inboard skiff about a million years ago, and we went out sculpin' fishing and walloped them sculpins. And
I remember it. Jig time.
On the jig time, it was. I miss that little boat. And that little boat, believe it or not, is still around in various configurations. Yeah. Anyway, guys, we're Memorial Day weekend here, the unofficial start of the summer season, although the weather's definitely not summer-like here. Been a little chilly and rainy this week, kind of weird, but fishing's definitely been on an uptick. We've seen some very interesting stuff this past week here. So starting up north, you know, the Channel Islands, for past several weeks, couple months actually, those sea bass were the headliners up there, and tremendous fishing for sure on the sea bass, and they're still biting some. But the big news now is that halibut fishing up there on the beaches of Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa. Without a doubt, I think this is the best fishing in many, many years, maybe ever, for some of that halibut. I mean, the scores that are coming out of there are just incredible. Pretty fun stuff. Moving down a little bit out there at San Nicolas, you know, that water's still really chilly. Not much signal on the surface stuff there. I had friends there not too long ago, 55 degrees. It was 62 at Santa Barbara, 55 at Nick. But fantastic cod fishing with the cold water, and halibuts are biting out there on the sand spit, just like up above there in the other islands. That Santa Barbara Island, those yellows and sea bass, that's still biting there. A little more hit or miss than it was, but that's the way that little island is. I love it. A lot of people don't so much, but I love that island. There's a lot of big fish that live there, guys, but a little challenging to fish sometimes. At Catalina, it is definitely trying to shake off those wintertime doldrums and get back with the program. It's definitely a little behind a curve here this year, but the water's cleaning up, warming up, a lot of bait around. Definitely more signal on the yellowtail here this week. The best areas on the yellowtail has been backside middle up to backside west like that. And then also, and this is good news for a lot of guys, more sea bass this week. And not just your average little sea bass. I'm talking about the real deal, some just tankers. God almighty, there were some big ones caught this week. Backside east, backside middle for the sea bass sector there. Heavy tackle, guys. There's some big ones around. And it is a holiday weekend, so that island's going to be a little bit crowded over there. At San Clemente, you know, kind of like Catalina, just trying to wake up, shake off the doldrums. It's had a little bit of a slow start, but the west has been the best, backside west on the bait grounds there for the yellows and sea bass. And some of that's down the cove. Also, there's a little squid in the cove as well as up west there. So that island's trying to get the program going. And then just below the island, this is shifting gears a little bit, heading offshore around that 81, 86, those little shallows out there. They're only 6 to 7 miles off of China, just below Desperation Reef, where we were catching all that fish a few years ago. And that stuff is starting to mount up there, and it's also looking like some of it's starting to slide up the back, middle of the back of Clemente. So that bluefin is definitely getting organized around the island. And, man, I love it when it's right there. It's an easy place to fish. Definitely best nighttime on the jig fishing. And then, you know, daytime for the private boat guys here, it's been trolling NADMAX and the unspoken secret weapon, cedar plug daisy chains. You don't hear a lot about them, guys. Yeah. You know, those things caught a ton of fish last year, and you didn't hardly hear about it. All you hear is NADMAX and spreader bars, but that cedar plug daisy chain is a killer, guys. Yeah. And then throughout that whole zone, starting east of Catalina, over toward the 14, and then on down all the way to off San Diego and beyond, you got to check all the kelps, guys. Some of those kelps are holding nice schools of yellow, and some of those yellows are nice sized. And along with all that, along the coast, the water's been stable with less wind here the last week or two, and creeping up towards 64 in a lot of different areas. And then calico bass and sand bass are waking up, and the halibut fishing along the coast, just like at the islands, is also much better here this year than in recent years. So collectively, guys, we got a huge amount of opportunity for this holiday weekend. So just take an extra jacket, and it's definitely time to go fishing.
Man, well said. Yeah. Great report, Mark. Be interesting to see. There's going to be some really good coverage. There's a big bluefin tuna tournament this weekend. Mexican Run in Ensenada, you know, like the parts from, you know, like a, you know, a Mexican bluefin fishing tournament, and with a lot of boat participation. There'll be some big coverage down there, and, you know, several boats that, you know, some of our customers have been down there. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Like, there'll be a big fleet of coverage of small boat guys down in that zone.
Yeah. And there's a good spread of bluefin right now.
Totally.
So down there, up above,
yeah.
Mark was talking about. And of course, fishdope.com, they have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, and you get in there and get all the information from guys like Mark and all the inside info. He even gets info from those guys in Ensenada, too. So fishdope.com is your source. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, Jim, thanks so much for all that work on CCA and all the good work that all you guys are doing, man. There's going to be a chance we're still going to be able to go fishing here.
Yeah,
Love it. Thank you,
Mark. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, we'll talk to you next Saturday, Mark.
See you, Mark.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, now let's head on down a little farther down below. We're going all the way to Cedros Island and talking with our great friend Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Hey, Rosie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're both doing well, or all of you guys are doing well. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Our first trip departed to the island yesterday. The island fishing tackle guys all went down. And Javier and Lalo, this will be their first day out with everyone. But Javier and Lalo and the whole rest of the crew have been out fishing. Even though there's a little bit of wind out there, they're still reporting that that's not slowing the yellowtail down or the calico bass. And they're still biting on surface iron, but they're getting the real big guys on mackerel. So,
okay.
Yeah, Lalo said that he got, he said it was close to 40 pounds. So I said, send me pictures. So I'm still waiting for that picture to come through. But you know, same thing for, you know, Cedros, year in and year out. They bite on just about anything, whether the wind is blowing or not. So we're hoping to hear back this afternoon to see what the first group gets on the first day. And I also want to let you guys know that last week after we reported that you had three spots open up on your trip at the end of July, those someone came and scooped all three of them up.
Sweet.
So,
yeah.
So that
good,
nice.
Good call
yeah.
on that. But there are a few spots left at Cedros this summer, but not many, right?
There's a few spots left, and you know what? Just give me a call because we want to get those filled, and we want you to go have a wonderful experience. So give me a buzz at 619-772-7570. And before you do that, you can pull up our website, cedrossportfishing.com, and look at the schedule and look at the openings and get with your buddies, see what's going to work best for you. Give me a call, and we'll get you all dialed in.
All right.
Awesome,
sounds
Rosie.
Great, Rosie. Appreciate the report. The beginning of the new Cedros Sport Fishing Report on Saturdays now, every Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
See you, Rosie. Hey, I had a great text come through while we're waiting for our buddy Marco. It says, Jim, can you talk about the jobs or tasks that CCA might need in terms of volunteers? That's from Bill in Scripps Ranch.
Wow. Well, I don't get that offer every day. So I'm chairman of the marketing committee. If you have any kind of marketing skills, boy, I want to talk to you. But no, seriously, we have all kinds of volunteer opportunities. Helping out with our barbecue fundraisers, our the Apps and Taps event. You can at the shows, the Bart Hall shows, the PCS shows. We are there in force, talking to people about what CCA does, signing up members. We always need volunteers to help out with those events. So there's all kinds of things you can do. If you have any experience in government affairs, if you have good connections with politicians, with lobbyists, we want to talk to you, because it's that kind of networking that really helps us guide the legislative and regulatory process when it comes time to ensure fishing access and building ties with politicians is terribly important. So there's all kinds of things you can do. There's all kinds of committees you can join: fundraising committee, government affairs committee, fisheries enhancement committee. We have an enhancement committee that works on pushing for artificial reefs for the hatchery program, the white sea bass hatchery program. There's all kinds of things. And you really kind of have to pick what you want to do and kind of where your experience lies. But we certainly welcome any and all volunteer help.
Yeah, and so if somebody wants to volunteer, whether you be in Ventura, north of Ventura, Santa Barbara area, L.A., Orange County, Riverside, San Diego, there's local chapters everywhere. How is best to get involved with those local chapters?
So on the website, ccacalifornia.org, we have a chapters page. You can go to the chapter. You can find out who the contact is for that chapter, and you can volunteer. And that's a great point, Pete. I should have said that. There's great opportunities at the chapter level to join in and help out with each one of the chapter events. They do kids fishing trips. They tend the white sea bass pens up and down the coast. There's just all kinds of fun things to do with the chapters.
All right. Well, so just go to the website, ccacalifornia.org, ccacalifornia.org, and just look at the different chapters and just get in touch with the chapter director, and he'll put you to work.
Chapter leadership, yeah. Ask them, tell them you want to work for them, and they'll sign you up.
No matter where you are in Southern California.
Right. You could be Kern County. We have one.
In Kern County?
Yeah, we have one. We have the Inland Empire. We have Ventura.
Right.
We have Santa Barbara. San Diego, South L.A., North L.A., anywhere, Orange County, anywhere you want to, where it's convenient for you, you can go there.
There's a chapter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great text, Bill. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. I understand it was quite a week of fishing over there.
It was kind of a continuation of the last report we had there, those trips still, the one day, day and a half, 2 days, 3 days, all out there catching bluefin and yellowtail. Still got those bluefin in kind of that 40 to 150-pound range, probably most of them sitting in that, like, 60 to 100-pound range. So nice bluefin fishing. It's typical bluefin fishing, a little inconsistent. We've had some great days. We've had some tough days. Most of those are kind of right in the middle there. The San Diego and the Sea Watch on those full days, a little tougher for on the bluefin there. The one bluefin the San Diego had yesterday, I believe, was 150 pounds. So that was a nice fish on there, but mostly yellowtail on those trips. And again, yellowtail on the full day is kind of a little more normal than what we've seen over the last few years there, but I'm sure he'll get back into that bluefin. So very good fishing there for those full days, 1 day, day and a half. Lots of options there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got a nice mix of trips up there, and you can make reservations right online there after you check out the schedule. You can always give us a call at the office also, and we're more than happy to help you guys out, 619-224-3383. And if you don't have quite the time to invest there, the half-day trip is doing very well there, seeing some barracuda, bass, rockfish on those afternoon trips, still catching those deep water rock cod in the morning, but we're probably going to focus a bit more on that bass fishing coming up here. So we've got a few more days of that deep water fishing on the 9 mile bank there, and it's been a heck of a season, but we definitely want to leave some for next year. So check that out. Again, seaforthlanding.com for those half-day trips. Get some calico bass fishing in there, get a little bit more of the bottom fishing there, and hopefully this weather keeps up and it just keeps getting better.
Marcos, that half-day fishing would be a really tough call to decide what to do. The the cod fishing that those guys have had on the morning trips has been spectacular for a trip as short as a half day. But then having old-school regulation calico bass, barracuda, fun fly line anchovy fishing in the afternoon is a tough call to decide what to do. I guess you just got to do both.
That's exactly what they've been doing. And I think we're going to see a bit more of that shallow water rock fishing along with that calico bass and the like there. But definitely keep an eye on the fish counts there. And, I mean, it's hard to go wrong on either one of those.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate it. A great report, as always, Marco. Somebody wants to join you. One more time, shoot us the phone number, how we book our spot.
Go online, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days, morning, afternoon, and still Friday, Saturdays. We've got those twilights, and those will be expanding to more days during the weekend. Don't sleep on those twilight trips. There's been some good fishing on there also, light loads, great fishing. The full-day trips, like I said, the 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, 3 days, nice mix of trips in there. Seaforthlanding.com. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Or if you're in Mission Bay here, come visit us in person.
I love it. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it as always. Excellent report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks, Marcos.
Great catch report there. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, right?
Sounds good. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you to the CCA for all they do to keep us fishing out there. my question was... on albacore, any reports on what's going on with those crazy fish? And also, if they do show up, are they still a 10-fish count?
I believe in California waters, I think it is 10 fish. In Mexican waters, of course, it would be 5 fish. Are they going to show up? Absolutely. There's no question they are going to be here this year, and I'm going to stick with that forecast until they come.
So, Jim,
as long as I live, anyway.
Jim, if you're not aware, Pete vividly predicts albacore every year, and it is officially paid off, I think, because you're the last one that says for sure they will be here this year, which means when they do show up, you're going to be the
one guy.
Exactly. Like, Mark,
But think about this. Bill Poole used to always say this. Shoot off the fireworks, go catch an albacore.
That's traditionally when
albacore fishing started was July 4th.
Right.
So there's still a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, the water's still cool.
But that was also because they were all at the Coronado Islands catching yellowtail.
That's true.
That didn't mean that there weren't albacore to be caught, but like... That was like the traditional switch from yellowtail at the Coronado Islands to then going offshore to go catch albacore. I'm not denying your claim. I'm with you. I'm excited for what it happens.
It'll happen.
All right.
Someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say it, I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to bet.
Okay. All right. Hey, Hey, I also want to, speaking of old timers, I want to throw out a big happy 80th birthday to Don Sansom.
Hey,
Don turned 80 yesterday, and he's probably really pissed that I'm saying this on the air, but that's just Don. But happy birthday, Don.
That's
Don's,
cool.
Of course, one of the icons of the fishing, sport fishing industry, and he's still working hard over at Pearson Fuel in Shelter Island. And happy birthday, Don.
That's awesome.
More to you, for sure. Hey, got a great text here from Harry in Chula Vista. He says, what areas are now closed that have been affected most by the kelp loss due to inability of manage because of the closures?
They're largely up north.
Up north.
Kind of the Monterey area is where those areas, they call them the urchin barrens. When the urchins move in, they eat all the kelp, and they call them, and then they become urchin barrens because there's no kelp there at all. So, yeah, they've been up north, and there have been groups have been pushing, environmental groups have been pushing to try to get, you know, a harvest going of urchins in those areas because they're far outnumbering. You know, the kelp, they're just overwhelming.
But wait a minute, it's a closure area. You can't have one without the other.
You can't. No, you can't. And the other thing is you can't go in and kill the urchins. That would be that's illegal. That's wanton waste. So if you're going to take the urchins, you have to take them and you have to harvest them. So, but unfortunately, it's an MPA. You can't touch it.
Yeah.
You can't touch it.
Hopefully, better minds will prevail as they reassess at a 10-year reassessment, and they'll say, you know, maybe management would be a better practice than full closure.
You think?
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Jim, I just want to mention real quick, I'm a proud member of CCA. I got two reports today. But what I like about CCA is anytime you go to one of their events, you need to check on your status as far as being eligible. You know, you check with any of the guys, and they'll tell you if you're paid up or not. But I got two reports. I got a fish report. I went Thursday on the San Diego, and we caught quite a few of the yellowtail. The tuna were missing in action. Although we did see a couple of spots of bluefin, we actually got one on the troll, which is unusual, about a 20-pounder. And Matt had a sonar mark of some tuna. A couple of them cleared clean out of the water about 30 yards off our starboard corner there. And beautiful fish. Estimated some over 100. The fish were over 100, but they cleared clean out of the water. What a beautiful sight that was. But the thing I wanted to mention also on those yellowtail, we all know that a lot of them have been the smaller ones. A lot, you know, the guys are keeping one or two, whatever, but releasing a lot of those small yellowtail on the San Diego, you know.
Absolutely.
It helped break up.
Got to let those things live and survive and build the future of that yellowtail species because they grow very quickly and it won't be long before that 5-pounder is a 20-pounder. So good call there, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Hey, I had a great text come through. This one is, hey, Jim, thanks for the great work and countless hours you put into keeping us fishing. My question is, what descending device do you recommend for rockfish? And then how far do you like to let them down before the release? That's from Kevin in Orange County.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for that question. My favorite, unfortunately, is no longer being made. It's called the Rocklease. If you can find one online or go somewhere and get one on eBay, that is one of the simplest and easiest descending devices there is. It's like a pair of ice tongs with a weight on the bottom, and it works really, really well. Unfortunately, Rocklease doesn't make them anymore.
Oh, he doesn't, huh?
No.
That's a bummer. I didn't know that.
I stopped by the NOAA booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach show, and they had one. I was like, I'm tempted to steal this.
Yeah.
Because if I ever lose one, I'm going
to... So if you ever see one, grab it.
If you see one, grab it. If I ever lose mine, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Because I use it all the time. Now, the next one I would use is the Sequalizer. I think the Sequalizer is a little bit more complex. But it works equally well. And then there's the Shelton descender. It works well, but my favorite is the Rockleys. I will say this. You don't have to descend them a long way. You know, what I do is when I'm descending a rockfish, I look on my fish finder, my sonar, and I can see, I can mark the fish all the way down. And when, if I'm fishing, well, yesterday we were fishing around 120 to 150 feet. If I get that fish down around 100 feet, that's about far as I need to get him down. And then he's repressurized, and it'll swim away. That rockfish will swim away. So you don't have to send it all the way to the bottom. That, and if you do, you might just hang up on the bottom and lose your descending device.
Don't want to do that, especially if you have a Rockleys.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Hey,
let me throw one other thing out. When we're doing that, and especially if you're in an area where you're catching a bunch of them, that's like such great use for, you know, a lot of people made the investment in buying their kite reel from before. We bring that kite reel with us and just put a big heavy sinker on that thing just for the descender. And it just makes life so easy. You just don't have to really deal with it anymore. You drop them down, and as soon as you shake the rock lease and open them up, you just, you know, push the little, if you've already got your kite reel, nothing you need to do to change it up, just bring it back and it'll stop on its own. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wind it back up. Keeps you right back in the game. So
great advice.
Yeah. Good advice. Yeah. Makes it easy.
And you can then use as heavy of a sinker as you want. So if you do catch a big Calcott, or you catch a big Bocotch, or something that requires a little more than an 8 or 10 ounce, or you can put a 3 pounder or a 5 pounder on there, and you're not winding up those. Yeah, so worry about it.
Yeah, good call, Rick. That's really a good one. Hey, this is a text I want to bring up, but they didn't leave a name, didn't leave a phone number, so you get no prize.
Come on.
No prize, but I'm going to read it anyway. I'm currently a member of CCA Louisiana.
Hey.
And will CCA California honor that membership? That's a good question. Maybe a question for Wayne.
Yeah, it is a good question. That's never come up before. Is he moving?
No.
Is he moving to California?
Maybe so. I don't know. Right. But anyway, so if you're a member of CCA chapter, if you're a member of CCA in some other state, which there's states all over the coastal areas,
right?
Will, like, if you go to Apps and Taps or whatever,
I tell you
can
what,
you honor?
I'm gonna say this. If he comes to Apps and Taps from all the way from Louisiana, we will honor that membership.
Okay, I like it. All
that's
right,
cool.
Let's jump back in the phone.
That
Rick.
Sounds good to me. This time we're gonna talk to Joe. Joe's calling us from San Pedro this morning. What's up, Joe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and of course, thank you to CCA, everything you guys do. My question is, any signs of revisiting the limits on the chucklehead? Instead of one, getting back to the 5 or 10, any signs of that?
Well, we are always, you know, the rockfish limits are adaptive in nature. So there can be in-season changes in the rockfish mm-hmm. limits. So the Department of Fish and Wildlife is constantly looking at the catch rates and how they're doing. And we've often seen in-season changes, and we've seen it in ling cod, we've seen it in, I think we've seen it in canaries, we've seen it in all kinds of circumstances. So, yeah, there could be a change. However, I have to say this: these rules are not set by the state of California necessarily. They're set by the Pacific. They're based on recommendations from the Pacific Fisheries.
Management Council.
Yeah, I'm getting confused.
That's okay.
PFMC.
Yeah.
So the PFMC sets these recommendations.
And then California. Fish and Wildlife has to enforce it.
Yeah, then they fall. California's regulations fall in line. So they follow suit. Whatever the PFMC sets, California follows suit, and that's our regulations as well.
Now, we should mention, just like for me and for everybody, there has been some changes in the rockfish take and how many in California waters, how many you can't take yellow eye and you can't take cow cod,
bronze spotted rockfish,
and you need to identify, you need to have a book to identify some of this
stuff.
And a bronze spotted rockfish looks a little bit like those, they call them Floridas, or which we found are bank rockfish, and mm-hmm. They're not identical, but they look a little bit similar. So knowing the difference between the two of those is important.
Yeah.
And then the limit on yellow eye is limit on all of those, all the species that are open are 5, except for yellow eye. Is that right?
Reds is 4, right?
Reds is 4.
The yellow eye, except for reds, yeah, or vermilion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vermilion.
Reds is 4, and then there's one other that there's a 1.
That's the chucklehead.
The copper rockfish.
Yeah.
So but everything else is 5 per...
You can... You can, as I understand it, you can have 10 of any aggregate total.
Total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example,
no more than 5 of any species or 1 copper and 4 yellow eye.
I don't know
or
about
not
the
yellow eye, but
I'm not sure
vermilion,
about,
yeah.
I'm not sure about the 5 species.
Okay.
I think you could have, you could, for example, I believe you could catch 4 reds, 4 vermilion, 1 copper, and then you could catch the rest as a mixed bag, say
up to 10 fish max.
Or whatever.
10 fish max.
Yeah, 10 fish max.
Is that right, Rock Hunt Rick?
Yeah. Dude,
it's
like,
complicated, though.
As far as I know it, exactly what Jim said is what I know to be right. But I tell guys the same thing every day. Like, I'm so hesitant to make that recommendation because it changes a lot. I would say for this year, a lot of it has changed in our favor, which is great to see. But, man, you got to refer to the regs because I don't want to be the guy that tells you the wrong thing. And I'm not up on it either, and I love it.
And it gets even more complicated because, remember, we're only talking right now about the southern region.
Right.
There are, like, 4 different regions throughout California, and each one has different regulations.
Yeah, because we have listeners in Morro Bay. We have listeners in Santa Barbara. And depending on the region,
sure.
You get north of Point Conception, and everything's different.
Right. So, and it gets more complicated because there are no longer any regulations books. You can't carry the book on your boat anymore.
Yeah, they don't print them. They don't print the books anymore.
It's all online.
You have to go online, and that's important. You do have to go online. I only fish in the southern region, so I print out all the southern region groundfish regulations.
Ah, good, smart.
And there I carry them on the boat. In case
smart idea.
Any question.
That's a good call.
That's a good. And with the new depth regulations where you can fish way deeper, we're catching fish that we never caught before.
Right.
So you got to be up on the regulations.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Good call. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more of this great info. You stay tuned for more with Jim. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing the stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's finally back. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check the Longfin.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Man, so much great info with Jim. This is awesome.
Oh, so good.
I know so much on the CCA side of things, and man, the marine electronics. This has been an awesome show.
Yeah, and giving away a couple great prizes for a caller. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the CCA Apps and Taps at Portuguese Hall on June 17th, and a full-day trip on the San Diego. And then the lucky texter is going to win a pair of tickets to the Apps and Taps on June 17th.
I want to steal some airtime and quick question on the marine electronics side of things for Jim. You talked about sonar. What has changed, and what do you see future going with like marine communication? Like what advances have you seen in that?
Okay, so you know, not much has changed on VHF. We still, you know, that's just about the same. I think what we're really going to see is lots of boaters carrying satellite communicators on board. They're cheap, they're small, they're portable, and they turn your cell phone into a satellite phone. We're talking about products from
Starlink.
No, these aren't.
Like Zoleo.
Zoleo. Garmin's has one. There's a couple of others. SpotX has one.
Okay.
And basically, they access satellites. And then you, through wirelessly, they transfer that over to your cell phone, and your cell phone now becomes a satellite communicator.
Via text.
There's voice as well.
Oh, there's voice as well with those?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Now, you can also access emergency services as well.
And relatively inexpensive, too, right?
Yeah.
Like you're almost turning your cell phone into a satellite phone for lesser money than you would be having a satellite phone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think the latest iPhone actually will become a satellite phone if you pay for the service. There's a, you know, certain upgrade.
Satellite feature.
You can get a satellite
feature. That's
pretty
cool.
But with these, and by the way, I have to add, okay, the little satellite communicator might cost only $300, but you do have to pony up for a subscription service, a satellite subscription service. But it's great. If I'm out at San Clemente and I've got the little Garmin satellite communicator, I can call home, or say I have an emergency, my motor quits, I can contact CTEL from out there, whereas I wouldn't be able to reach any. If I'm on the backside of Clemente, I'm not reaching anybody on VHF. I'm not reaching anybody on myself. Well, Clemente might be different. They do have satellite service. They do have cell service there. Let's say backside of Catalina. You can't. You just can't get out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
you can't be on the 43 and call somebody with your cell phone.
No. But with these little satellite, portable satellite communicators, you pony up for the subscription service, because as little as $12.99 a month.
Really?
Now, yeah. Now you.
Okay, so I have a Zoleo, and and it I'm way behind time because it's an older unit.
Right.
So now you can actually make a phone call on that?
Right.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Yes, you can. And they'll give you a special number for it, so people can call you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't work with your cell. Like, I couldn't just dial up Pete's cell phone number, but there's a number to the device.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, a special number.
That somebody could call
so
you.
So maybe you don't want to get it because people will be calling you all the
time. Hey, what's going on out there? But it's
you know, some guys relish being, you know, the solitude and being out of touch with other people.
But
others
just
want to talk to family, friends, business colleagues, you know, that sort of thing.
I just was so interested because just like your marine electronics, like the communication has come so far. And I think it's it's come down so much in price, but I think it's just one of those things that a lot of people don't realize. Like, you can be in touch, whether it's with buddies for a fish report or home for a problem, for way lesser money and way easier than you could have 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm looking out over the marina right now. I see all these domes on these yachts and sport fishers, you know. You don't have to have a big dome.
No more, huh?
I couldn't fit a dome on my...
Yeah. Unless you're a world traveler or something.
Yeah. But I mean,
With Starlink too, even those guys don't need the dome anymore.
Yeah. So it's satellite communications, I think, is going to be the big coming thing in terms of marine communication.
Are you familiar with the Starlink? I mean, I'm not really that educated on it.
No, but I don't know Elon Musk's personally.
I mean, I know a lot of the sport boats are putting it on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Starlink
for
service.
Coastal. Yeah.
I went to the NMEA conference, and it was a big discussion.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And I know nothing of the technical aspect of it. I just know of how incredibly good everything seems to work for people as of right now, at least the people that are on the system. And the quality of phone call is spectacular.
Well, we hear it right here on Let's Talk Cook when Mike from the Tribute calls in on the Starlink.
It's as if you were in the room next door on a hardwired landline. It's so good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I have, you know, friends that work on boats and things like that. And, again, I'm sure there's bandwidth issues, and I'm sure there's all kinds of things that exist. But I mean, people streaming TV shows in the Anchorage at Clemente, it's spectacular.
I think Starlink gets all the press now because it's the newest and greatest thing.
Right.
But there are satellite networks that have been used in marine. I mean, these satellite communicators don't use Starlink. They use Iridium or they use Inmarsat, one of those two networks.
And I didn't have, I had no idea. And those are way cheaper than Starlink.
Well, I don't know. No, I mean, they're like, for 12, like I said, as little as $12.99 a month, you can get a subscription for your satellite communicator. You can actually use the satellite communicator to text and communicate with people, too. But the nice thing, I think, is just that it wirelessly connects to your phone, so now you can use your phone.
Which is a good and bad thing.
Need a clear view of the sky. You can't sit underneath your hard top and try to communicate. It has to be outside of your hard top. And have a clear view of the sky.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, let's jump back onto those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Ralph, who's calling us from Menifee this morning. What's up, Ralph? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, thank you for all you do. Thank you to CCA as well. Question on the electronic side. With all these kayak companies, in particular like Hobie, outfitting the kayaks to be mounted with all sorts of various electronics, they're pre-wired, I should say. Are there any of the electronic manufacturers that you know of working with the kayak companies to make these like kayak-specific type of sonars or fish finders or anything like that?
You know, I'm not a yakker, so I couldn't tell you. Pete, are you aware of any of them that make specific electronics just for kayaks?
I know Ron over at Fastlane has a number of units that he uses over there, and in fact, I know that you can even get the side scan ones, units that will work on kayaks. All of the units that are available for kayaks, you can go see Ron over at Fastlane. They actually have built into some of the Hobies, like I believe the Outback and the Pro Anglers, actually a transducer in the hull that you just plug and play right into it with a Lowrance or a Hummingbird or a Garmin or something like that. So most of them will interact
I think just like you're saying, it's more boats being built around the electronics than the electronics being built around the kayak.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're ready to accept a multitude of different ones, but I don't know of a manufacturer that's making like a splash-proof kayak-specific unit.
But the most of them are splash-proof because... Like,
of course,
on our boats we get wet, right?
Totally. You can I don't do this, but you could conceivably just take your wash hose when you're not your salt water, but your freshwater hose and spray down your unit. It wouldn't hurt it. It's IPX7 rated, so it's not going to hurt them to get wet.
I'll go even further. Ron and I took I-11 inflatables up to the Eastern Sierra on Monday and Tuesday, and fished Convict Lake on Tuesday, and Ron had a meter on his inflatable kayak.
That's so
that
rad.
Was basically just a it was just a piece of starboard that fit in the floor of the inflatable kayak with a transducer that you just bend down and put in the water, and the unit was right there. And the picture on it was phenomenal.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so that's made specific. That kind of thing is made specifically.
Yes.
That unit is made for the kayak, just because of the transducer and everything. So
there you go.
Go to Fastlane. That, by the way, that I-11, the I-9, unbelievable for inflatable. Show up and blow up, like Ron says. Really amazing. Great. Wind came up at Convict, and no problem.
I love what you said. It's so popular to be up in the Eastern Sierra and float tube. This gives you better speed, you're dry, you're above the water. It's like all of the advantages, plus it's so much easier.
Yeah. We were fishing with guide Tom Lippin on Monday at Convict. Tom's a great guide, by the way. We were surrounded by float tubes, and Ron's just kind of going, why are these guys fishing in these float tubes? Now, I have a float tube. I love float tubes.
Of course, yeah. I'm sure not knocking.
You have so much more versatility fishing from those inflatables.
Comfort, speed, dry, warm.
Cover areas. You don't have to get wet. It's a game changer.
That's no doubt.
For sure. Hey, there's a big event coming up in August that we need to talk about, and that is the Anthony Shea Conservation Award going to probably one of the most deserving guys in the business, and that's Bill Shedd, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Nobody is. He's the founder of CCA California, so mm-hmm. nobody deserves this more. He's a true icon in
Absolutely.
The industry. He has done so much. I mentioned Proposition 132. That was his baby.
Oh yeah.
We can thank Bill Shedd for the fact that we no longer have inshore set gill nets in California. And we can thank him for a lot of things.
A lot of things. Yeah. Let's see, we're researching it, all the white sea bass
Absolutely.
Propagation.
Yeah.
The donation of funds from all of AFTCO.
Yes.
I mean, he is just nobody walks the walk and talks the talk like Bill does.
Yeah.
So
and
this
all the money, by the way, I believe it's 10%.
It's
of
a
all,
minimum. Of 10%.
Goes of the sales of all AFCO gear go to conservation.
Yeah, it's often more than that, but it's the pledge is a minimum of 10%. They're the best.
Yeah.
So the Anthony Shea Conservation Award is our highest honor given to an individual who displays all of the principles of CCA California. And Bill, he basically invented the award.
Yeah.
And he's fought hard for angler access. So we're going to be having this event on August 3rd. It'll start off at 5 p.m. at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute with a cocktail party.
And that's right across from Dana Landing, right?
It's right across from Dana Landing. And then it will move to SeaWorld for the dinner itself, where we'll have a dinner and a presentation of the award and lots of people talking about Bill and all the great things.
Oh, man.
Great
that's going to be such a great event. So how does somebody attend that event?
So once again, go to ccacalifornia.org, and you'll see it's right up front on the website. You'll see it's right up there. You can sign up. The seats, I think, are
$175.
Yeah.
And that's
person.
A donation to CCA California.
Yes.
But it includes the cocktail party, the be able to see the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, and then get into SeaWorld and be in SeaWorld.
How cool.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun evening.
It's going to end to honor what a great guy, Bill Shedd. I'm so bummed. We'll be at the Queen Charlotte Safaris during that event. I'm so bummed I'm missing it. But it's a must-go event.
If you are in there, man.
It's going to be absolutely.
I can't imagine a person in the industry that doesn't want to go to this event.
And it will sell out. I pretty much can guarantee that. So get your tickets now.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it is going to be a big deal. Well, thanks for mentioning that. And thanks to Bill for all that he does for conservation. Hey, John in Huntington Beach found an interesting one. Hey, let's talk hook up. I'd like to ask Jim. Jim is a fantastic writer, which you are, absolutely. Where did you learn how to write about fishing? Any pointers on a aspiring writer?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. Thanks for asking. As I mentioned earlier, I love to fish and I love to write. I always had kind of an inclination toward both. And I decided, I never actually studied writing in high school, but when I went to college, I said, you know what, I'm going to study journalism, I'm going to study communications, and I'm going to try to turn that into a career in the sport fishing community. And that's where I learned to write. I learned to write, go to college, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
Go to college, get your general education out, and then focus on communications. Today, it's far different. The communications landscape is far different than what it was when I first got started. It was mostly, you know, it was radio shows like this and print magazines and a few TV shows, and that was it. Now, with social media channels and all the things that we have available, there's so many other opportunities for young people to get out there and start to create content, not only in writing, but in video. I mean, if you're really serious about it, study video, because believe me, that is the future. That is now. You know, video is where it's at. And so magazines are.
I disagree. Radio is really.
Yeah, amazing. Well, you know. So, oh, we don't. I thought we had a camera in it.
Yeah, we could. Theater of the mind.
Better not.
So, and I would argue magazines are where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you go on social media, everything is video nowadays.
Yes.
So.
Now, but we can see your great articles, which I've read many of them. You're a fantastic writer in Saltwater Sportsman, Sport Fishing Magazine. You write a lot about different subjects.
I do. I test a lot of boats. And I get to travel too. That's one of the fun things.
Field research.
I do. So I've traveled to faraway places like the British Virgin Islands to go fishing, Australia to go fishing. You guys get to go and do all of that too, but it's one of the great things to just travel different places and find out how different people fish. And it's always a learning experience. Believe me, I never stop learning about fishing.
Absolutely.
Everywhere I go, every time I go out, I learn something new and something interesting that I can apply.
That's what's so cool about our sport is always something different.
This year it was
every
like,
year is different.
Last year it was like the speed trolling for bluefin. Who the heck thought that would
happen? Yeah, right.
For sure. Well, let's try and sneak in one more phone call, Rick.
How about John from Wilmington up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
All righty. I got a question. I was out fishing the other day, and I had a jig with two of the small hooks on it and a dropper loop, and I came up with three fish. So does a fishing game say you're fishing three hooks when you got those two dropper loop hooks on the jig?
If you're being technical about that, we talked about that before, that is a sightable thing.
But you can have a treble hook and a single hook on there.
Correct, but not three hooks. They count the assist hooks as individual hooks.
Individual hooks.
Which that only applies when you are fishing for rockfish. But that is a thing. So if you had four assist hooks while fishing for bluefin, it would be a thing, but you can't have a rockfish on the boat. That's the thing. But yeah, they would, if you had a shrimp fly old school up above and you had multiple assist hooks, they count those assist hooks as individual hooks.
So if you actually boat a rockfish and you have a jig with multiple hooks on it, it's a sightable offense?
Well, it's a sightable offense just to be fishing with that many hooks.
Yes.
So, if you're down, so for example, like we tried slow pitching a while back, but we would only put two assist hooks on the slow pitch jig. You can't put more than that. One at the top, one at the bottom.
One at the top and one at the bottom.
So like you can use multiple hooks, but you can't use it to target ground fish. Like, you know, we talk about that with like the Alabama rigs for fishing sand bass. Like that is perfectly legal, but the second that there's a rockfish on board the boat, then you cannot do that.
Okay.
You can't target, you can't do any of that kind of thing. So
all right. Very good. Good information.
Yeah, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing when we're giving away two sets of tickets to the CCA Apps and Taps event on June 17th, and we're giving away a trip on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, well, no need to flip the coin because there's winners on both sides today. So the winner of the two tickets to Portuguese Hall CCA Apps and Taps June 17th, who's also going fishing on the San Diego, the caller side, that's Rich from Camarillo. And then the winner from our texters going to the Portuguese Hall June 17th for Apps and Taps, that's Bill and Scripps Ranch. Congratulations, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. And Jim, what a fast hour.
So
we got to have you back instead of 20 years from now. So.
You better have me back sooner. I won't be around.
Yeah, you and me both, pal. Yeah, so we'll do it for sure. But in the meantime, of course, join CCA is the call, right?
Absolutely. So CCACalifornia.org. Let me repeat that. CCACalifornia.org. Go there, learn all about us, what we're doing, and join up, and we will be an unstoppable force for fisheries conservation and angling access.
And attend the events. And, of course, if somebody wants to read your great writing, tell us how we find that.
Saltwatersportsman.com and boatingmag.com.
All right.
Go to those websites and you check out my stories and subscribe if you like.
Learn a lot, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, hey.
This was great.
What a great show, and we'll look forward to having you back if you'll come back.
I will.
All right, great. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board for all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. And, of course, Adam, all the great stuff he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, posting those archives and a podcast and everything. And thank you out there, the callers, the texters, and the listeners. We sure appreciate what you do. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with a guy who's out fishing right now because I see his boat is off the dock. That's Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing. He'll have a fresh report and a lot of information tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.